Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Make your questions quick. He's only got 5 minutes. Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. You know, you could be here every morning. I would love to have you as a co-host of the program. You are affable, intelligent, fun. You have a great way about you, and people would love to have to hear from you. I bet on any number of things. I'd love to have you weigh in. For example, on the presidential race, what kind of pets do all of these characters have? Have you done a study on that?
All of these candidates running, if they took one picture of them kissing or hugging a dog or a cat, they'd get the election.
Win.
Right.
They'd win.
I always say this, over 60% of people in the United States now live with pets. So it's a big amount of people, and people really want someone who shows some compassion. Of all the candidates out there, think of every single candidate out there, I haven't seen one really have that emotional relationship with either a person or a pet.
Looks like Hillary Clinton has a poodle mix.
Well, they had the dog that got run over. Remember they had that nice dog?
Yeah, Sox. They remember Sox, the cat that used to run around the outside of the White House?
Yeah.
And Marco Rubio had a Shih Tzu. That's appropriate. And Ted Cruz has got one of those little Bichon Frises.
Yeah, huh.
Look at this. Ben Carson looks like he's got a pit mix, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now I even like him more because you said the other ones have purebred dogs, and it sounds to me like maybe he has a mix. He adopted it from a shelter. Can you imagine if Donald Trump went out today and went to a shelter in New York City and adopted a strange, abused animal and took it home? He'd have the election nailed up.
All right, we got a couple of things going on here. The first dog cafe for rescue pups in our focus up next here. Warren Eckstein on the air with the Good Day program.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, no doubt about it, kids say the darndest things, and I've got an example of kid speak you gotta hear to believe. Here's the overheard on the playground science of it. Once upon a time, kids said, "My dad can beat up your dad." Well, I can't say that anymore. Zero tolerance for violence. Instead, when one child hurts, offends another child, they start screaming, "I'm going to sue you." No surprise in our litigious society full of judge shows and attorneys' commercials. Children now threaten lawsuits for their protection. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's possible to teach kids how to problem solve without threats. To teach your child this skill, ask them to come up with ways on their own to solve the problem honorably, then reward them when they follow through. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Doug Steffen and Warren Eckstein on the Good Day program. Warren is the Pet Show host, does a great program heard around the country every weekend on dogs, cats, pets. You saw the work being done by this dog named Dog Vinci, a painter, and some of the things they're selling for charity. On Long Island, you can sell anything for charity. But as near as I can tell, they put paint on the dog's paws and then walk around on some canvas. Am I right about that?
Hey, listen, I live in Santa Monica, California. You can see the artists here. That looks like they all put paint on their feet.
Yes,
it doesn't look any different.
Being one of your neighbors, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so
I think it's a great idea. Anything that's
raising
charity, money for animals, good idea.
The first dog cafe for rescue pups generating some serious buzz. Our poll at DougSteffen.com asking where you got your pet. Listen to this, Warren. 32% of the people responding at DougSteffen.com got their most recent pet at a shelter. 24% from a relative or a friend. 20% in other sources. 13% a private breeder. 12% a pet store. So that's trending in the right direction, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to see the pet store down to zero, but other than that, it is trending in the right direction.
Yeah. The video of the day.
I think the cafe is a great idea, Doug. The cafe
is
one that opened up years ago for cats, and they ran out of cats. Every time people came in, they would wind up adopting a cat. So I'm hoping it works the same for dogs.
This is in Los Angeles. You've probably been there. I'm trying to remember where it is. The lady that runs it is Sarah Wolfgang. And she's been doing this off and on for 15 years. She says she doesn't like puppy mills. I'm trying. She's in South L.A. someplace.
I'm going to have to take a ride over there and give you a report on it.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about it myself. I wouldn't mind going over there. The two of us go over there together. Check out the video of the day that we posted at DougStephan.com, too, of Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. That's a great visual. See, I mean, it is a great visual. 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.